pockets are full, I mean.
Yes, and they...
Bulging?
Yes, that's the word I was going for.
Yeah, his pockets be bulging.
All right. A collar, let's say that has, well, it decreases the size as a result of washing, we would say, well, that collar has...
Shrunk.
It's been shrunk.
All right. Have we caught up, you think, yet? What would you call a small leather container with a clasp on it for carrying money, and it's particularly used by women?
Satchel.
Purse.
Okay, and...
Purse.
Okay. And then a little object of jewelry that girls wear around their wrists, what do you call it?
Bracelet.
Bracelet.
Okay, you've bought your grandchildren, let's say, some new clothing, and... for birthday, and or you immediately, very shortly, you of course would like to say, well, please
put them on.
Yes.
Yeah, please wear them.
All right, or put them on.
Put them on.
Okay. It's raining. Of course, we would wear a raincoat, but also, oftentimes, if we're going shopping, we'd also carry along something we carry over, which we call a
umbrella.
Okay. What do you call that coverlet? For a bed, that is just to make it attractive, not necessarily to add any warmth, particularly more decorative than anything else.
A quilt?
Okay, and then that would be one that something that's made out of odds and ends of cloth, isn't it?
That's right.
We used to do that a great deal. Would you have a name for something you buy in the store? That
spread,
probably. Okay.
Spread, yeah.
A bed on the floor, would you have any name for that? That has no legs to keep it up off the floor.
We had a pallet.
Yeah, a pillow almost went on.
But it's not a term that you folks have ever used.
No.
Yes.
It just run over every place. Clear across the room.
Or plumb across the room.
Okay. Oil.
I call it good pay dirt.
Good pay dirt, I think.
Oh, this black soil is called muck or black sand.
Yes. And how would you pronounce that?
Loam.
And what? How would that differ from muck, would you say?
Well, it'd be a black loam. That'd be different from muck. It'd be more of a clay substance to it.
Yes. Okay. Where you would maybe feed, or I should say, pasture your
this swamp.
Well, I would take that back in the sense that I didn't mean that it would be wet. It would just be a low area, near a river bottom, maybe.
Wasteland.
Okay.
I call it a swamp.
It's a swamp.
Okay, and what would you apply that to?
Well, that'd be another term, a marsh.
They would be interchangeable.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That huckleberries, you know, grow in a marsh, you know, that's a swamp, you know, like wet ground, they call it a marsh.
Yes.
Huckleberry marsh. Cranberries, I guess, grow the same stuff, ain't it?
I believe that's right, yes, up in Wisconsin, for example.
Yeah.
Okay, what would you call a very small stream? Not one that would feed into a river, but...
Creek.
All right, and what creek would you call it? Any other terms that you've used for a small stream of water besides... Creek.
Wouldn't be a ditch, would it?
Well, maybe, I don't know.
Ditch, yeah, you could use it as a ditch.
Would you ever use the term branch, a fork, or ditch and creek, or creek?
Yeah,
or
a branch is used at times, if it's a branch off of a river, you know, a big river, or a branch.
You think of it as something bigger.
Yeah, that's right. It'd be a branch off of the Maumee River, or the St. Mary's River.
What are some of the names of rivers and fairly large streams in this community, in this, I'd say, Allen County?
Well, right east here is the St. Joe, and